So I think Donal wants to say a few things, but we might also, before we do the kind of logistical wrap-up, then the conventional things, we should pay respects to the Buddha, an awakening, and also reaffirm moral... Well, we could do our chant, the four boundless qualities. I'd like to encourage and invite you also to take the five moral precepts, to refrain from killing, shoplifting, getting drunk, and stuff like that. But let's pay our respects to the Buddha. Blessed One, the Lord, who fully attained perfect enlightenment, to the teaching which He expounded so well, and to the Blessed One's disciples who have practiced well, to these the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha, we render with offerings our rightful homage. It is well for us that the Blessed One, having attained liberation, still had compassion for later generations. May these simple offerings be accepted for our long-lasting benefit and for the happiness it gives us. The Lord, the perfectly enlightened and blessed One, I render homage to the Buddha, the blessed One. The teaching so completely explained by Him, I bow to the Dhamma. The Blessed One's disciples who have practiced well, I bow to the Sangha. Let us pay preliminary homage to the Buddha, homage to the Blessed, Noble, and Perfectly Enlightened One, homage to the Blessed, Noble, and Perfectly Enlightened One, homage to the Blessed, Noble, and Perfectly Enlightened One. Make the four boundless qualities shine forth. I will abide, pervading one quarter, with a mind imbued with loving kindness. Likewise the second, likewise the third,
Likewise the fourth, so above and below, around and everywhere, and to all as to myself, I will abide, pervading the all-encompassing world, with a mind imbued with loving-kindness, abundant, exalted, immeasurable, without hostility and without ill will. I will abide, pervading one quarter, with a mind imbued with compassion, likewise the second, likewise the third, likewise the fourth, so above and below, around and everywhere, and to all as to myself, I will abide, pervading the all-encompassing world, with a mind imbued with compassion, abundant, exalted, immeasurable, without hostility and without ill will. I will abide, pervading one quarter, with a mind imbued with gladness, likewise the second, likewise the third, likewise the fourth, so above and below, around and everywhere, and to all as to myself, I will abide, pervading the all-encompassing world, with a mind imbued with gladness, abundant, exalted, immeasurable, without hostility and without ill will. I will abide, pervading one quarter, with a mind imbued with equanimity, likewise the second, likewise the third, likewise the fourth, so above and below, around and everywhere, and to all as to myself, I will abide, pervading the all-encompassing world, with a mind imbued with equanimity, abundant, exalted, immeasurable, without hostility and without ill will.
So someone would like to ask for the five precepts? This will be on page, where are we? Page 57 and 58. Those of you who like to take them. Homage to the Blessed noble and perfectly enlightened one. Homage to the blessed, noble and perfectly enlightened one. Homage to the blessed, noble and perfectly enlightened one. I'm going to recite that. To the Buddha I go for refuge, to the Dhamma I go for refuge, to the Sangha I go for refuge. The second time, to the Buddha I go for refuge, to the Dhamma I go for refuge, to the Sangha I go for refuge. The third time, to the Buddha, I go for refuge, to the Dhamma, I go for refuge, to the Sangha, I go for refuge.
The third time, to the Buddha, I go for refuge, to the Dhamma, I go for refuge, to the Sangha, I go for refuge.
So these are the qualities, the Buddha, the awakened, the Dhamma, the truth, the teaching, the truth as you experience it in your awareness, that's what you want to take refuge in. Sangha, the community of those who practice. These are things, qualities, beings which we give our trust to. You know, more reliable source of faith to encourage our practice. This completes the going to the refuges. I undertake the precept to refrain from taking the life of any living creature. I undertake the precept to refrain from taking that which is not given. I undertake the precept to refrain from sexual misconduct. I undertake the precept to refrain from lying. I undertake the precept to refrain from consuming intoxicating drink and drugs which lead to carelessness. These are the five precepts, with virtue as a source, a vehicle for happiness. Virtue as a source and a vehicle for true wealth. Virtue as a source of peacefulness. Therefore, let our virtues be purified.